reconvene here. Very good, welcome. So colleagues, as I promised a few moments ago, I have a technical amendment number 9. It is a thick looking packet which you have all been provided. Rachel's going to give us a more technical explanation, but in short, what it does is, per the conversation we had earlier about the blocks in the north end of the district that we were discussing, this will ensure that those blocks are subject to a shadow study. Rachel, you probably want to give a better description than that.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Rachel Hoy with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. This is an amendment that we found, bringing this forward to you. Just a little bit of background. In Central City 2035, we have applied the shadow study requirement to more open spaces and parks around the central city. And that is to have less shading on our parks. Today, it applies mostly to the park blocks. We've added it across the whole west side of the river. And in doing that, the shadow study has always been tied to bonus height. Not every property in the central city and is eligible for bonus height. So it was always our intent that this new shadow study requirement would apply to parks and open spaces that we have mapped through the Central City 2035 process. So what this amendment does is the code here, and there's a lot more code than what's been changed, that I've shaded the areas that actually have been changed. We have tied the shadow study requirement to our base height map, and the correction now applies to both base and bonus height. And the other thing that I would just like to add to that is that while you have this section in front of you, base and bonus height, in general, base and bonus heights are not modifiable. The shadow study is a modifiable standard.
So if I wanted to add, amend this to say adjustments and modifications to this standard are prohibited, where would I put that?
So if you wanted to put that amendment forward specifically, it would be on page 3, letter D, at the end of that standard.
So, colleagues, in order to be absolutely sure that we're not going to, that future councils are not going to shade the Chinese Garden, I would move that we add to D on page 3, adjustments and modifications to this standard are prohibited.
Does the Bureau have any problems with that amendment?
The standard would then, it would not be modifiable or adjustable. They would need to meet the standard at all of the parks across the central city.
Not just
the
garden.
Not just the garden. If that's, Commissioner Fritz, if that's was the intent of your amendment.
Can I make a suggestion? This has been a long week and 2 weeks, and I'm very loath to sign on to something where I don't understand the full implications. It's one of the reasons why I actually voted against an amendment that was offered recently. And I just wonder, in the name of collegial functioning, we can find some way to make what appears to be a fairly routine change just to kick this to next week, and then we can have regular order. That's addressed to my colleagues, not to staff. I think from time to time we do push things forward, even if we have a disagreement with the matter, just to keep things on track. And I don't have the brain power right now to sort out all the implications of this. It just seems like the matter before us is not a big deal.
So sounds good, but I'd like to know if there's implications either from the Bureau or legal counsel.
I'm suggesting that we keep it clean and not put a prohibition against any amendments or adjustments, because I don't know what that means and under what circumstances that could be triggered.
So are you proposing just putting Commissioner Fritz's amendment to next week, or the whole technical amendment package?
I'm seeing if we can accept the technical amendment package without that amendment, just so this matter goes to a second reading.
I see. Commissioner Fritz?
Can it be changed at the second reading?
So this is moving to its next reading on June 6th. If it were amended on June 6th, then it would have to be pushed to a further reading, which would push out the effective date. So at this point, it's June 6th so that it can become effective July 9th.
Yeah, the challenge, Commissioner, is that I've just received this right now. So I don't even know whether the base amendment
So is... I may be completely missing this right now, but do we have the option of setting this over till next week? No, without changing, because it still gives us...
So, yeah, we have 2 weeks until June 6th.
Right,
so
that's
yes,
what I was
do.
Thinking. So if we set this over till next week to give Commissioner Fritz a chance to have her concerns addressed, and if she's satisfied, could we then vote on the amendment and still be on track to have the final vote on June 6th?
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
If there's a vote taken next week, yes.
Yeah, Mayor, may I suggest we put this on for time certain next week?
Yeah, that's great. And the time certain, Carla, would be?
It's at 10:15.
10:15?
May 30th.
On Wednesday.
10:15 a.m. Wednesday, May 30th. City Hall, be there. Technical Amendment 9 and any amendments. And perhaps we could even work those in.
Commissioner, so that it's published, would you mind seconding my proposed amendment so we can discuss it?
Happy to.
Thank you.
Second. Very good. We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz and a second. The amendment is on the table. Very good. Next up is a new ordinance to separate out River Place amendments. Commissioner Saltzman, very good. Next up is a new ordinance.
I need to come back.
You've got to come back in about 30 seconds. Next up is a new ordinance to separate out the River Place amendments from the substitute main ordinance we just accepted so that Commissioner Saltzman can participate in the vote on the main ordinance. As people are aware, he has recused himself from the discussions around River Place but would like to participate in the discussions and the vote for the main ordinance. We've already heard testimony on these amendments at a number of previous hearings. Barring any further discussion from council or staff.
Excuse me, Mayor. Commissioner Udaly has requested to reconnect.
Do I need to read the script again, or is she? We haven't adjourned the meeting, so I assume that's.
You do not need to, but that certainly provides the opportunity to address the amendment issue with the map. So you may wish to do that. Allow staff. To do that.
So this is with regard to River Place specifically?
Correct.
Because in the interest of collegiality, I think we've already put off technical amendment number 9 and any amendments to next week, and I'd like to uphold that commitment that we've made. Before I move this item to second reading on June 6th, there is a technical amendment that staff would like to present. And Commissioner Udaly, this pertains to River Place item 527.
Yes, Mayor. We have a amended map 510-4, map 3 of 3 that we need you to move and second.
So moved.
Second.
And what's the change in the map?
Oh, it's...
One moment, please.
Okay. I apologize. So this map reflects the shadow study technical amendment number 9. So what I would suggest you do is pass this to second reading next week on the 30th at 10:15, along with the amendment.
Okay, so now there are two amendments, and is that correct? Okay, so very good. So addendum to the May 24th packet, technical amendment number 9, plus two amendments, one from Commissioner Fritz and one a technical amendment pertaining to the map from staff. Those will be moved to next Wednesday, May 30th, time certain, 10:15. Was that correct?
Correct.
10:15 a.m., Portland City Hall.
So for clarity for Carla, that would be both items 526 and 527.
Carla, what would we do without you?
What would I do without them? I don't know.
What would we do without both of you?
So virtuous circle of extreme intense knowledge. Very good. And so has this then included the map that you had requested with regard to River Place, or do we also need to put that on the table?
That is the, Mayor, that is the same map.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. So then item 527 passes to second reading. June 6th.
May 30th at 10:15.
May 30th at 10:15 as well. Thank you. Good. I'm going to just quietly move away from that one now. So item 528 is the environment. Commissioner Saltzman, if you're listening, which he isn't, he's out in the hallway talking to his fans. He can come back in. Item 528 is the environmental and scenic ordinance for areas outside of the central city. The reason that we have this ordinance is to clarify the process for managing vegetation to protect views. I move to accept the substitute ordinance and all associated exhibits described in Attachment B to the May 24th BPS memo. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, I'm sorry, excuse me. Any discussion?
Mayor Hales, there's no problem. It happens all the time.
So I have a question, and that is, I noticed some of the scenic resources being added to park properties. Have these all been reviewed by park staff?
Turn that mic on. Just press the great button.
Hi, Mindy Brooks with Planning and Sustainability. Yes, we've been in contact with parks about it. In fact, they were one of the ones who initiated the request for the standard to be applied back to the parks property so they can better manage the vegetation.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. Carla, could you call the roll?
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. So we've accepted substitute ordinance and amendments. The next item up is item 529. It's the actions, urban design diagram, and target resolution. We need to move and second the amended resolution and substitute exhibits. I'll move to amend the resolution and associated exhibits as shown in the versions of these documents distributed to council and described in attachments B to the May 24th BPS memo. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any discussion? Carla, could you please call the roll on this resolution and exhibits?
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The resolution is adopted as amended. Next up, item 530, the Green Loop Resolution. With this resolution, the City Council endorses moving forward with the Green Loop, one of the big ideas, in my opinion, in the Central City Plan. It's an initiative that will add to the Central City network of great public spaces with formal and informal places to gather integrated into new developments like Broadway Corridor, redevelopment of the old post office, and the OMSI's redevelopment of its riverfront campus. It can become a recognized and attractive route connecting central city destinations and neighborhoods like the Park Blocks, the Portland Art Museum, PSU, the Central East Side, and the MoDa Center. And it starts to become a reality in the Lloyd District with some of the first projects to be completed after the plan. We're going to hear next from a panel of representatives from city bureaus, private business, and a nonprofit who are going to be part of this. I'd like to welcome Susan Anderson, who we all know as the BPS director, Leah Treat, of course, the PBOT. She is not here. She's being ably substituted in today. We appreciate it. Thanks, Art. Wade Lang, vice president and regional manager for the American Assets Trust, and Jenny Taylor, the administrative and transit program manager for Go Lloyd.
Good afternoon. Mayor. Thank you. Susan Anderson, director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. So now that the Central City Plan is almost adopted, we wanted to showcase one of the initiatives, and you'll begin to see things being brought forth to council over the next few months that are represented in the Central City Plan, and this is one of the first initiatives that we wanted to feature. It will tie the Central City together. Early on in the community process, there were many discussions about the idea of a pathway that could link all the disparate parts of the city, the Central City together. It was called the Green Loop. Everything from starting over in the Central East Side at the South Waterfront, past PSU, along the park blocks, up to the post office, over the Broadway Bridge, through the Lloyd District, and then back down to the south, back to the Central East Side. And while the loop is about each of these individual places, it's also very much about what I call the spaces in between. These are the spaces, the green spaces, the businesses, the restaurants and stores that are along the route. We will create 6 miles of space as a green ribbon that will weave through the central city for people to meander and walk and bike and shop and eat and work and play through some of the most urban and vibrant parts of the city. We've had many groups and organizations endorse the idea. They're very interested in the idea. Everyone from Travel Portland, PNCA, University of Oregon, PSU, Oregon Walks, American Society of Landscape Architects, Design Week Portland, and many others, both in the private and public sector. It's also really important to note that the Green Loop is not just about the Central City. It's not just the Central City initiative. The new comp plan calls for a citywide system of greenways. I should say the new comp plan that was effective today at 1 p.m. It's a web. This whole system would be a web of loops and pathways to link neighborhoods, employment, parks, and open spaces together. The idea is catching on. Lent's Green Ring is pushing forward. In fact, in a couple of weeks, city staff will join Green Lent on June 2nd for a community forum on the Lent's Green Ring to nurture that vision. So today, as the mayor mentioned, we wanted to focus on a segment of the Green Loop where we think the first projects are likely to happen, and that's at the Rose Quarter and Lloyd District. There's already investments that are planned for that area, such as the Sullivan's Crossing Pedestrian and Bike Bridge across I-84. Potential partners such as Go Lloyd and the Albina Vision Trust and others make this a really strong candidate as a place to start. We have a few partners here today that want to provide their perspective, and then Art Pierce will talk a little bit about why this is important to PBOT, and he may touch on this, but just in case, the Green Loop, I wanted everyone to know, is going to be open on a trial basis for one day only on July 22nd, and that's when Sunday Parkways will weave through the Central City on the future Green Loop route. I'll turn it over to Art and then our two members of the panel from the public. Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon. Art Pierce, Policy Planning and Projects Manager for PBOT, standing in for Leah Treat. So we're very happy to support this resolution. PBOT, we've been supporters of the Green Loop as it contributes significantly to the use of our central city and encourages the use of our streets in particular for people, which is great. When completed, the Green Loop will be a significant thoroughfare for people walking and cycling to travel around the central city core. And importantly, it will provide a much more comfortable system to navigate than our existing infrastructure, which is a great benefit to families, younger citizens, and older folks. It's very also important as a city dedicated to Vision Zero. Half of our high crash intersections are in the central city, so half of those intersections for people walking and biking. And the Green Loop will emphasize those streets, in particular making a very inviting route that can anchor around the districts of the central city. The Green Loop is also a major part of our Central City in Motion plan, which is our investment strategy for streets in the central city that is underway. And the goals will be that making the entire system more navigable and consistent, making the central city a more inviting place than it is today. The Green Loop will get people out of their cars, help encourage them to walk, bike, and stroll to those destinations throughout the central city, and acknowledge the place that our streets are for the use for people. Green Loop also is a very innovative approach to balancing the needs of our freight community and for people walking and cycling. In early conversations with stakeholders in the Central East Side, it became clear that the connections between the Tillicum Crossing and the recently funded Sullivan's Crossing over I-84 were going to be a key issue. And so we knew that we needed to work collaboratively with them, and we have done so. Partnering with the Central East Side Industrial Council, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, we've been studying in more detail the active transportation connections and how they will intersect with freight mobility in that Central East Side. One of the first solutions as part of the Green Loop is the Sullivan's Crossing, so we're very excited that we are continuing to proceed with engineering on the Sullivan's Crossing Bridge over I-84, so very excited that that project continues to progress well, and I think that will be complemented well with the Clackamas Crossing Bridge that will be implemented as part of the Rose Quarter I-5-I-84 project. So And again, as Susan mentioned, we have a chance to experience at least a taste of what the Green Loop will look like in late July, and so we certainly invite council to come and participate that with us.
Great.
Yep. Pass it on to Wade Lang.
Yep. Hi, I'm Wade Lang with American Assets Trust. Thanks for letting me speak today. I've worked in the district for 21 years now, and I serve on the boards of GoLloyd, the Lloyd Enhanced Service District, the Lloyd Eco District, the Holiday Park Partnership, Portland Streetcar, among others. And all of those boards, all of those organizations have worked collectively together to really enhance the experience in Lloyd. And if you haven't been over there lately, Lloyd is really changing. It is, it's becoming all the things that 21 years ago and longer that we've discussed. We're actually seeing a hotel go up that we started talking about decades ago. So we're excited about the changes. When I worked on the 2035 plan a few years ago now, talking about what Lloyd could become with the comprehensive plan and talking about the bridge, the Clackamas Street Bridge, connecting Moda Center, which is part of Lloyd but never gets referred to as such, and connecting to our neighbors to the south and the central east side and truly making us a more connected neighborhood. Our group, our neighborhood, our community got together about 3 years ago and asked the city to reduce the number of lanes in Multnomah. That doesn't happen very often where the business community asked to reduce street traffic. We did that to enhance the pedestrian experience, the bicycle experience, and to activate the retail spaces. All of that has happened and more, and we see the Green Loop as a continuation of that vision of activation of the pedestrian experience within Lloyd. So we're excited about it going forward. We're excited that Lloyd is among the first to experience this, and we know it's going to be a public-private investment. And American Assets Trust, as a developer in the area, is looking forward to the next phase of development and looking forward to partnering in making this a vision that comes true. So thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Jenny Taylor. I am a program manager at GoLloyd. GoLloyd is the Transportation Management Association for the Lloyd neighborhood, representing 150 member businesses, more than 10,000 employees, and a growing number of residents. Creating connections between people and places is what GoLloyd does, and we wholeheartedly support the Green Loop as a vital connection among Central City neighborhoods. Moreover, we believe the Lloyd neighborhood would be an excellent first choice for the first segment of the loop. Access to Lloyd is constrained on multiple sides by freeways and arterials, by Sullivan's Gulch, and by the Willamette River. The Green Loop will connect us to adjacent neighborhoods and provide people walking and biking with a convenient and safe way to move back and forth. Safety is a major priority for Lloyd, as we have several high crash corridors and are a community of concern due to our low-income and senior citizen populations. The Green Loop would be a tremendous amenity for our growing neighborhood. While Lloyd has been long been a major business district, the past several years have seen us transforming into one of the city's most accessible places to live. We currently have hundreds of residential units under construction, including Home Forward's 12-story affordable housing development and many more developments in the planning stage. In 2015, Lloyd had an 11-to-1 jobs-to-housing ratio. Our near-term goal is to get that to 8-to-1 or better. By creating stronger connections to the rest of the central city and by adding some much-needed public green space, the Green Loop will make Lloyd a more livable place for current and future residents and entice more developers to build there. Unlike some other neighborhoods, we do have an infrastructure system in Lloyd that can support high-density development, both commercial and residential. Lloyd is a community that is engaged and open to partnerships. In fact, we have a long history of public-private partnerships, as evidenced by the Lloyd Partnership Plan, the Broadway Widener Quadrant Plan, and the Lloyd Development Plan, among others. We see value in sharing ideas, listening to stakeholders, and brokering compromise in order to reap the highest public benefit.
As part of this process, the Lloyd community would be willing to work with the city to explore funding strategies and help make the Green Loop a reality. In fact, much of Lloyd's success to date is due to our willingness to invest public and private dollars in our transportation network. That includes bringing Portland Streetcar to the east side, creating protected bike lanes on Northeast Multnomah Street and Northeast 16th Avenue, installing transit trackers at most of our bus stops, investing $2 million annually in employee transit passes, and providing support for the Northeast 7th Avenue Bridge project currently known as Sullivan's Crossing. We believe the Green Loop is a game-changing innovation, and we want to support it the same way. This long-term investment in Lloyd and the Greater Central City will improve access for workers, residents, and shoppers, as well as visitors to Portland. Lloyd, of course, is home to several major regional attractors, including the Oregon Convention Center, the Moda Center and Memorial Coliseum, and Lloyd Center Mall. The Green Loop will help create stronger connections to our Inner East Side and downtown neighbors, encourage our interested but concerned populations to choose active modes of transportation, and help make us a safer, healthier, and more livable urban community. In addition to all of this, by making Lloyd the first neighborhood to receive investment in the Green Loop, you get Go Lloyd as a partner in promoting it. As a private nonprofit organization with stable funding, we are prepared to work with the city and all of our partners to make the Green Loop a long-term success for Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
I just want to thank Go Lloyd for your ongoing partnership, for the excellence that you have demonstrated over many years in raising the money to tax yourselves to for the betterment of the district. It's one of my favourite areas. In particular, thank you for welcoming Right to Dream 2 to the area and for recognising that everybody has to succeed. So I very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Very good. And I want to add my thanks and my praise. I think the Green Loop is a fantastic vision, and it's one that I look forward to seeing being perhaps not completed during my tenure, but I would certainly like to see it well underway and see the city be engaged and excited by it and committed to seeing the vision to its fulfillment. I think it really could be just an extraordinary, iconic asset for this city, and I really appreciate those of you who have taken an early leadership and early advocacy position. It's always hard to be at the pointy end of the spear, but at the end of the day, everybody will show up and say they were right with you all the time. So thank you for that. Colleagues, any further discussion? I move to amend the resolution and accept the associated exhibits as shown in the versions of these documents distributed to council and described in attachment B to the May 24th PPS memo. Do I have a second? We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If there's no more, Carla, could you please call the roll on this vote to amend the resolution and exhibits?
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate all the work that's been done, and I don't know if that was a news headline about this may not be completed before your tenure is over, but I hope it is. I hope your tenure still is going on when this gets completed.
We'll see.
Anyway,
Spence.
It's been a visionary project, and it really will. I think, as the mayor said, it's going to connect Portlanders in a way that they've never felt they've been able to connect safely throughout our city and around the city. And I think it will be one of those projects that's going to really just really help redefine how we get it and how we get keeping our residents safe, but protecting their abilities to get around as well. So good work. Aye.
You Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is a wonderful project. Thank you for explaining it at this late hour. Susan Anderson, since you're not going to be here next week, I'm going to obviously have a long list of thank yous for the Comprehensive Plan and Central City Plan. I pay tribute to the work that you've done leading the Bureau and really making a difference in your time here at the city and over many years. So thank you very much. Aye.
Wheeler.
I, too, have enjoyed my very brief time with you, Susan. You have been an extraordinary leader and a visionary and a doer, and you will be missed, as I said previously, but you're not really going anywhere, which is great. So we'll see you when you get back from vacation. Thank you, everybody. I vote aye. The amendment and related exhibit is approved. Okay, so listen patiently and make sure I got this exactly right. We will be back on May 30th, 2015 at 10:15 a.m. for items 526, 527, and the remainder we're going to pass to June 6th to take the final vote on the Central City 2035 plan ordinances and resolutions. Is that accurate? We're getting thumbs up. All right, that concludes the Central City 2035 matter for today. We are adjourned.